What's keeping you from stepping outside the box? It's time to join those who are following their dreams and changing their life. Welcome to Journey to Gold with your host, CJ. In our program, you'll meet some amazing people with a new attitude. And through the Dream Quest Challenge with Josie Pasentino, you'll hear artists who are making a difference. Find out how you, too, can follow your dream and live the life you've always wanted. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Aloha! It is so good to hear from all of you out there in Radio Land that you are enjoying our show. I just want to thank you for stepping outside the box to be here. And I want to take the opportunity right now to mention that we will be taking calls tonight during the last segment of the show, right after the Dream Quest Challenge. Now, this segment is called Dreams Do Come True. If you have experienced a dream come true, this is the time to call in and share your story, your journey to gold. Just call 888-346-9141 and take advantage of the opportunity to spread the love, my friends. If you have something special to share, we want to hear from you. So just call us. Now, tonight we have some great guests lined up, not to mention a terrific featured artist, on top of the talented contestants we're going to hear from on the Dream Quest Challenge. Our featured artist for this month is Teeny Gray, so you'll be hearing his music from his new album, Shades of Gray. Now, speaking of great guests, our fabulous host on the Dream Quest Challenge, Josie Pasentino, is here right now. She's here early tonight as our first guest. Josie is going to spend a little time to visit, and we're going to get a chance to talk with her on a one-on-one. She is amazing, and I am so happy that Josie is a part of our journey to gold. She started her own radio show and production company when she was 14 years old. So Josie has a story of her own, which I think you'll find interesting. Aloha, Josie.
Hello. Wow, I love that introduction. Thank you.
Welcome to Journey to Gold.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Well, I am really happy that you're here too. I am just amazed. What causes, you know, your story? You're 14 years old. Where does that motivation come from? How did this start?
Well, I mean, As a little kid, of course, you know, I, 14, is when I started, like you mentioned. I would absolutely, you know, watch interviews on TV shows and on the radio, and it was always so interesting. I always loved to ask questions and hearing, you know, different people's answers to questions. It just amused me so much. And so when I was 14, I just did a little research, Googled my friend, and I searched online to see where, you know, how I get started. What do I have to do to become one of these amazing people that I looked up to? So I did some online research on radio and interviews and found that there were some great sites out there that allowed you to do radio shows for free. Because I'm 14. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have a job at that point. so there was really nothing else I could do. So I tried that out. I started with a couple of friends, cause, you know, being 14, I was nervous. It was much easier doing it with a couple of my closest friends. Mm-hmm. And it quickly became quite a bit of work. They had school and all the other stuff. So they dropped off of it. But I wanted to continue. And so I met great people along the way, such as one of my current producers, Alan, and of course my mom, who encouraged me to keep going and, you know, ensured me that I could do it alone, obviously with her help. She came on board, and I started with 18 listeners when I was 14, and now 3 years later, I have hundreds of thousands of listeners monthly, which I'm so excited that everyone is enjoying the show, first off. And I have, and as of right now, I am so excited to announce I have conducted over 320 interviews and run several shows and segments and have my show run on other networks as well. So, a lot of fun stuff.
Goodness gracious. Well, you know, support is really important. It has come up several times before when I've spoken with guests. And, You know, it is important to have your support network in place. Thank goodness your mother's on board.
Right.
What would you say to someone who had a very similar type of dream and maybe their parents weren't quite so involved? Either they had to work, 24/7 or just could not commit to being able to support that kind of a, it's very ambitious, that kind of a venture. What would you say to someone who's dealing with that kind of situation?
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, find friends that, have the same interest or that are great friends that will support you. And, try that. I mean, search Google to find, out how to do it, and definitely friends. I mean, friends were a huge support for me because my mom and dad both worked regular jobs at that point. So, I kind of leaned on my friends to support me for a while. And then finally, when I told my mom what I was doing, she was just like, whoa. So then she jumped on board. But definitely, I would say, gather your friends, other relatives. Just anyone that could support you. Because I think I always say that my mom, without my mom's support, I don't think I would be where I am at right now. Mm-hmm. That really, kind of gave me the push and the ambition to do what I'm doing. So definitely, I would say friends and family members are great people to help you with your dreams.
Definitely. So you have like two shows and now you're the host for the Dream Quest Challenge, which yes. Congratulations! I am very excited about that.
Thank you. I am too. I'm so excited.
And you're also a singer and a songwriter, right?
Right, absolutely. It's kind of a new thing that I've ventured into. I've always had a dream to become a singer, but I kind of put that on the back burner because I loved radio as well. And then, getting to talk with all of these other guests, that are singers and songwriters, and, I was like, oh, I really wish I was on that side of the mic. And so I ran into just a wonderful, wonderful woman named Malia McKinney, who's just been a close, close friend of mine. I call her my adopted mother. She adopted me. But she just took me under her wing and has been helping me so much. She helped me write some songs. And then a teenage girl came into the mix. And that's my debut single, Teenage Girl, and I'm very excited. People have been enjoying that so far, so that is very, very good news. I'm so glad. You could just find that on, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, all easy, fun sites like that. That you can get.
Now, did you write Teenage Girl?
Yes, with the help of Malia, we wrote five songs for my album that's going to be coming out, Life and Love Are Tricky. And it's a very relatable album, I should say. And every age can enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, we have it here for our listeners to hear. So why don't we just play it right now? And, I can't believe we're going to listen to Teenage Girl right now by Josie Pasantino. And then we'll be right back.
All right.
Well, that was Teenage Girl by Josie Pasentino. And Josie, you are just full of surprises.
Thank you. Thank you for playing my song.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, we're about to go to break, but I just wanted to give you a chance to be able to, if there's one thing you wanted to share with our customers, with our listeners, what would you want that one thing to be?
Follow your dreams no matter what happens. Just keep pursuing it and you could do it. Doesn't matter what age you are. You could absolutely pursue your dreams and I will support you. I support
Awesome.
Anyone who has a dream.
Me too. Well, yes. we're going to take a quick break right now, folks. Josie, I am really looking forward to our Dream Quest Challenge tonight. You got a couple new contestants to feature, don't you?
We do, and great ones. Very great ones.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. All right, folks, don't go away. We're going to be right back with a new attitude. Right now, we'll take a quick break.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Backyard Records presents Holly McCormick's debut album, So Far From Reality. Holly delivers deeply personal stories with her signature evocative and smoky vocals laid over well-crafted arrangements.
Not a girly girl.
The album embodies the alternative folk spirit through Holly's original tunes and carefully selected covers. Download it today at Apple iTunes. For more information about Backyard Records and their artists, visit backyardrecords.net.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is our new attitude section. And this is the segment where we have guests who share their inspirational experience. And we bring you experts who can help you take that next step toward the life you want, or to help you make a change that you want to see in your life. Right now, Sophie Biddle is here with us. She is a health and vitality specialist who's been in the health and wellness industry for over 20 years. And definitely, Sophie is no stranger to stepping outside the box. She's studied with masters like Deepak Chopra and has helped thousands of people throughout the years live a happy and natural life. Tonight, she is here to grace us with some of her knowledge that she usually only shares with her clients, which reminds me, Sophie has quite an impressive clientele, from celebrities to European royalty. I mean, you could say she's the health consultant to the stars. Aloha, Sophie.
Hello, CJ.
I'm so happy that you're with us today.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
First of all, I would love for you to share with our listeners a little bit about your story, because you have quite a life of adventure that you've led over the years. Roughly, where did you start?
As far as getting into the health field, field of health, I grew up with a sort of strange background. My mother died when I was young, and I always wondered or worried that I might too, and so I started looking into how I could get healthy and stay healthy, and that led me into, you know, future people coming into my life that all seemed to be based around health, and my stepmother was a health nut, and I just kept experimenting. I didn't ever take anything just because someone told me that something was healthy. I never took that as, okay, that's what's so. I would try it out on myself, and then I'd see, oh, that seemed to work. Well, let me try it on my friends. Let me try it on my family. And then that led into it becoming a business as well, and I became a body worker and then a nutritional counselor, and always, again, practicing on myself and never recommending anything to anyone else that I hadn't first tried to make sure that I believed in it and was certain about it. And anyway, it's led me to an amazing road of travel and seeing the world and being privy to amazing kinds of people and experiences.
Well, I have to say, you know, our doctors could probably take a little advice from what you just shared, as far as recommending something to someone after you've tried it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Can you imagine if doctors were actually took the things that they told other people to take? They wouldn't be recommending a lot of things, I'm sure.
They'd stop writing prescriptions right away.
Exactly.
So, you know, when we spoke last, the subject of soda came up, and I know we don't have a lot of time together, but what you shared absolutely fascinated me, because I know none of us out there, no matter how healthy we think we are trying to be to ourselves, soda, we all know, is bad for us, but we make exceptions every now and then just because. And I would like for you to share with our listeners what you told me the last time we spoke as far as the part of soda, what makes soda so bad for us, I guess, is a good place to start.
Okay. Well, what I had said to you and what the way I look at things when I'm working with clients or patients is that the body will recognize certain things that we take in, and then when it doesn't recognize something, meaning that if you eat an apple, it will say, oh, okay, here's some vitamin C, here's some water, here's some fiber, I get it, I know what to do with that, and it will process it through our body. When we put things in it that or introduce something that has chemicals, it doesn't know what to do with it, and so it will start, initially it will send us signals, either there'll be, you know, diarrhea, there'll be skin rash, there'll be something that'll happen, even a elevation in our energy, which we think is a good thing, but actually it's because the body's gone into a panic mode. With soda, this is, I always stop to think, why, how is it that certain people will, not certain, in fact, almost anyone, if they're drinking soda, even if it says, 0 grams of fat and 0 sugar and what have you, why are they still gaining weight? Well, what I've learned is that we as humans, we always are taking in oxygen and we expel carbon dioxide. Our body is always trying to get rid of carbon dioxide because that's sort of the pollutant, the offshoot of us breathing. And when we drink soda, it the number one ingredient is carbon dioxide. So,
oh my goodness.
We drink it and our body says, oh my God, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to have this. I'm supposed to get rid of it. Well, people will burp or, you know, have some sort of gas sometimes, but a lot of it is not expelled. And so initially, as with any chemical we introduce to our body, it will tell us, give us a signal, this is no good. And if we don't listen, after a while, the body will, what will do is it always wants to protect the vital organs. So it will send in water initially, and we'll get a bloat, shall we say, to protect mm-hmm. those organs. And it usually comes in the sort of diaphragm area. Hence, people have a bloated belly or sort of love handles on the side because that's where the vital organs are. And then if we still don't listen, it will send in fat to protect the organs because it's starting to break down our insides. And so people never think of carbon dioxide as being something. They always think of, oh, it has a chemical, or, oh, it's the sweetener, oh, it's the this or that. And that's so, those are definitely detrimental to our body as well. But also, it's the carbon dioxide. We're not supposed to be ingesting it. We're supposed to be expelling it. So that's a factor that I had brought up to you, because it's something that people never think about.
No. Is the carbon dioxide coming from the carbonation?
Yes, from the carbonation. It's not a natural occurring thing in the water. It's introduced and forced into it so that we'll have the bubbles.
So then we have diet soda, which everyone, you know, if any of you out there think you're doing yourself a favor by having diet soda instead of regular soda, you need to think again.
Yeah, well, it's any soda, really.
Right.
And diet soda, the detriment in diet soda is to produce the sweetness because they're not using a sugar. They'll use a chemical that will be giving that sweetness. So chemicals, sugar is, first of all, is the body doesn't know. If it gets too much, our insulin levels shoot up. All these other things cause havoc in us, or the body's going into, you know, it's going into panic.
Mm-hmm.
When you introduce a chemical, it's a whole nother level of panic, because then it really doesn't know what to do. And so our body, again, it's going to first hold the water, and then it's going to start holding the fat. And that's the opposite of what people who are dieting are wanting. They're trying to lose the fat, not increase it. But that's why they're not losing the fat. It's keeping the body in a panic mode in which it's going to keep holding on to, producing and holding on to fat in order to protect itself.
So based on that, if you just stopped drinking soda, you would lose weight.
Across the board, every one of the people I've worked with, when I ask them to stop, you know, I always slowly shift them away from things. Because if you just go cold turkey, some people are great at that, but most, it just makes them rebel and they'll want to swing back the other way. So we slowly take it out of their diet. It's amazing. They always, always, always lose weight.
Blows my mind.
I know. It's backwards of everything that we've been taught or think or have, you know, assume or what have you.
Exactly. I mean, I do remember one experiment that we performed in school that we had a cup of Coca-Cola, and we put a nail in that cup and walked away from it. And actually, it was an experiment. We left it there for about 2 or 3 days. And when we went back, it was completely corroded with rust.
Yeah. If you'd left it a little longer, it would be disintegrating. It's crazy. That's
so,
what people are ingesting sometimes several times a day in these big gulps and what have you, or 52 ounces. I mean, ooh, their insides, it's really, really brutal. And that's not even talking about teeth and, you know, the outside as well, the things we see. But our insides, oh, God. It's pretty tough.
I am just blown away. I just had to make sure that we didn't that we made sure to cover that, because soda is legal. Why is it legal?
I know. Well, there's many things that are legal that really
Well, that's true.
They're really tough on our system. And again, it, our body is an amazing vehicle for, it will continually try and bring itself back into balance. So again, having one once in a while is not going to take us down. But it's the daily over and over repetitiveness that, you know, it starts wearing down. It can't keep up with the abuse. And so, yeah, it's not about denying yourself the things that make you happy in life. It's just about trying to allow your body to bring itself back in balance.
Well, I want to thank you for stopping in and sharing this little gem with us, because when I first learned of it, I was just, I was flabbergasted. So
it's an unusual one. Most people don't think about.
So I want to ask you, you know, we have a couple minutes left, and if, you know, if there's one thing I ask everyone that comes on that you want to make sure gets across to our listeners, from our time together, what would you want that one thing to be?
Let's see. I think it is that I wish, this is what I wish for my clients as well, is that they think, try to think about what makes sense or doesn't make sense. Often we'll just put things in our mouth just because we need something quick, or we're, actually maybe even better than that, that our body is always trying to be, bring itself into a state of balance. And so it will send us signals. It will let us know, you know what, they feel, if you may feel like a cold's coming on, you may feel achy, something is going on that isn't quite, our hair may all of a sudden feel more brittle than usual, our skin may actually be dry. That's the body sending you a signal that something is out of whack, and to take note. And that, then that's saying, okay, what might I be eating? What might I be thinking? Do I have too much stress? Am I eating too much dairy? Is there too much sugar? It's letting you know always, always, always what it needs and what's going on. So it's, if people could listen more.
Listen to your body.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Sophie.
You are welcome. It's my pleasure.
Sure, appreciate it, and can't wait until you visit us again.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right. We've been with Sophie Biddle, who is a health and vitality specialist to the stars. And now we're going to listen to a track from our featured artist, Teenie Gray. This is called Company. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Dream Quest Challenge. Enjoy.
Just when I thought it was done for me, you came and rescued me. You saved my life for me. And now that our time has just begun, I know that you're the one who stuck around. There was a time when all I could see, the troubles in me. But you came along and offered me love, so all I could do was write this song. Company, it's all I want. There ain't nothing else I need. Just you and this song. Oh, you and me. Together we'll sing sweet melodies that spark memories. When all our tomorrows are said and done, yesterday is gone with the setting sun. And through the years we'll grow in love. You'll be the only one that I'm thinking of. There was a time when all I could see, the troubles in me. But you came along and offered me love, so all I could do was write this song. Company, all I want, there ain't nothing else I need, just you and this song. Oh, you and me, together we'll sing sweet melodies that spark memories. Wonderful world, beautiful girl,
am determined to show you my heart. Come with me, share with me. Whoa. Alone and offered me love. You came alone and offered me love. You
came. Welcome back. You were just listening to Company by Teeny Gray. And our previous guest, Sophie Biddle, if you'd like to know more about natural remedies and have any questions, go to sophiebiddle.com and you can contact her through her website. So we have Dream Quest Challenge coming to you now with Josie Pasentino. Man, things are really heating up. Great music is being submitted every day by our challengers. So Josie's going to bring you a couple new entries that have just come in. It's all yours, Josie.
Thank you. Hello. Welcome to the Dream Quest Challenge right here on Journey to Gold. It's going to be a good one. Again, I'm Josie Pasentino, your host, and we are still accepting contestants. So all of you singers and songwriters out there, please go to journeytogold.com and click on the Dream Quest Challenge to submit your story and your song. And I'll be featuring a couple contestants a week, so it's going to be very exciting. I'm going to tell you how you could vote for your favorites at the end of this segment. Up first, I want to tell you a bit about our contestant, Tim Garman. He was born number 7 out of 9 children in his family. One of Tim's brothers showed him a bit on the guitar when he was just 4 years old. Whoa. And when Tim's brother died at an early age, he left all of his things to Tim, including his guitar and tapes. Tim used those tapes to learn how to play. Tim has entered contests with his music and has done well, including being one of 15 finalists in the Colgate Country Showdown in the summer of 09. Tim has a CD out in major online stores called Living at the Top of Texas. Now let's take a listen to the song that Tim submitted to us for voting. Here is Tim Garman and his song, Blood Pressure. Let's play it right now.
The doctor says that I need a pill. He said that I was severely ill. Was 99 on a bottle was bad. It makes me dizzy when I think of that. He said that I've got to stop in my tracks. Forget the past and just see where I'm at. Look at my habits and made me a list, but I didn't tell him that it was your kiss. He got my blood pressure going so high, cause when I look into your beautiful eyes, it makes my heart beat twice as fast. You gotta give me a cardiac arrest. When I am near you, I just can't breathe. Oh, that is what you do to me. You gotta kill me if I don't say goodbye. You got my blood pressure high. Don't take any chances to do this today, cause if you don't, it won't go away. He said that somehow you have got to begin, or if you don't, it will soon be the end. But he didn't know that when I heart is just stomping like a coming in blue. I think that I'm fading when I see your face, and when I feel your warm embrace. You got my blood pressure going so high, cause when I look into your beautiful eyes, it makes my heart beat twice as fast. You're gonna give me a cardiac arrest. When I am near you, I just can't breathe. Oh, that is what you do to me. You gotta kill me if I don't say goodbye. You got my blood pressure high.
Blood pressure high.
Up next, I want to tell you about our other contestant here, Jeannie Lee Cox. Well, Jeannie has a degree in psychology and is an RN and has always used her songs to make a connection and lift people's spirits. Jeannie wrote After the Fire for her husband and always wanted to send it to an Alzheimer's group because she thinks it speaks to that in a very, very powerful way. Jeannie actually submitted two songs for voting, but I'll share one with you tonight and the other next week. So let's take a listen to the first song that Jeannie submitted to us for voting. Here is Jeannie Lee Cogswell and her song, After the Fire. Hit it!
After the fire is over, after the ashes cool, after the passion's put to rest, I will be here with you. After the leaves have fallen, after the birds have
glad I was able to play Jeannie's song, Jeannie Lee Cogswell, her song After the Fire. So great submissions tonight from Jeannie and Tim. So now everyone, here is how you can vote once again if you missed it. If you loved them, if you love Jeannie Lee Cogswell's song After the Fire and want to vote for her, please text GOLDCOGS1 to 411247. And if you love the song Blood Pressure from Tim Garman, please text GOLDGARMAN to number 411247. The number will still be the same. All you have to do is add the contestant's last name to the word gold, and your vote will be casted. To find all our contestants, just go to the contestants tab at journeytogold.com. I'm Josie Pasentino, and I'll be back next week to put the spotlight on two more contestants. Until then, get your music into us and keep your quest for your dreams alive. Bye, guys!
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Backyard Records presents Holly McCormick's debut album, So Far From Reality. Holly delivers deeply personal stories with her signature evocative and smoky vocals laid over well-crafted arrangements.
Not a girly girl.
The album embodies the alternative folk spirit through Holly's original tunes and carefully selected covers. Download it today at Apple iTunes. For more information about Backyard Records and their artists, visit backyardrecords.net.
Starship 2000 has provided business development services to small business owners since 1992. You'll find over 30 years in public accounting to help you with your business, supported by 20 years in technology and development. Technology and accounting, what a combination! But then, they've always been one step ahead of the curve. Increase your sales and reach more customers with your very own professional video commercial and send guaranteed human traffic to your website or sales page. Advanced internet marketing with video production. This is huge! Are you having trouble keeping up with your books? Have you fallen behind on your taxes and don't know what to do? Starship 2000's taxes and accounting services can help you. From your daily bookkeeping to tax preparation and IRS representation, doesn't matter where you are, they prepare taxes for all 50 states. Starship 2000 is here to be a part of your team. Go to www.starship2000.com for more info or tweet us at Starship2000. Starship 2000, your pathway to success.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is our Dreams Come True section. And this is the time when we feature experts and people actually who help dreams come true through their profession or through their business. And it's also the time where we take calls from you listeners out there who have a story to share. If you've experienced a dream come true and would like to share your story, this is the time to call in. Just call 888-346-9141 and take advantage of the opportunity of being able to share the inspiration and the hope with all our listeners about what it feels like and what can happen when your dreams actually do come true. Also, I want to thank our sponsors who have all made it possible for us to bring you Journey to Gold. If you like what you heard tonight, you can help support music and the arts in our schools and the right to have a home by becoming one of our gold partners. Just email talkradio@journeytogold.com with gold partner in the subject line for more details. Or you can go to journeytogold.com and join us. Support independent thinkers and independent artists. Dreams do come true. So, what does it feel like when your dreams come true? What is, what comes to mind for me is the power of dreams, and it is always underestimated. And this is just my personal experience. When You know, I was called a dreamer all my life. And of course, there are times where people don't or have trouble believing what they hear you saying, either because of their own personal experience or their own cynicism or just their own lack of faith that either in you or just in life that it can even happen. And so what I would like to encourage you to do is never give up on your dream. The dream snatchers out there, you can't hold it against them. They just don't believe that it can be, and that's okay. I used to have the attitude that will happen. That might be your story, but that'll never happen for me. Well, I'll tell you, that definitely changed. And it was, you know, whether you believe it or not, all you have to do is just take that one step toward the life you want to see for yourself. The universe will answer you. And it may not look like what we expect it to look like. We may not even recognize it, which is why it's so important to stay open to be able to receive what the universe has in store for you. 9 times out of 10, it comes from left field. And it's something you never ever expected. But one thing you can count on, it will turn out to be much better than you could have ever planned. So be willing to make the change and stay open to whatever that means, because it will surprise you time and time and time again. I don't know why I'm still surprised. And I say to myself every time it happens, I say, well, you know, I should know better. I should know better than to lose faith. I should know better than to question or doubt that it was going to happen. But I guess that's just our nature. We're human and we're doubting Thomases by nature, and that's what we do. And every time, keep a journal. That's the other thing I want to share with you. Make sure to keep a journal. We take for granted and we forget very easily the miracles in life that we are blessed with. And every day, you'll find every day you will experience or be able to write in that journal what I call a little God shot, a little miracle that you weren't counting on, a pleasant surprise, something really wonderful. We remember the big things. We remember the big miracles and the huge things that we've got our eyes set on and that we're working so hard toward. It's those little miracles that are so easy to overlook that we need to make sure we stay grateful for. Because in gratitude, we'll be able to not only see the wonderful things that are right in front of our noses, we'll be able to accept them in our life and be able to enjoy our dreams coming true. So hang in there and don't ever give up. You could leave just 5 minutes before the miracle will happen, and you wouldn't want to ever do that. I don't want to ever live my life. I wish if I coulda, woulda, shoulda. I don't ever want that to happen. So feed your spirit, everybody. Thank you for being with us tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. We will be back next week with some more wonderful Dream Quest challengers, some great music, and some fabulous guests. Remember, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what's going on, and no matter how bad it may seem, one thing you can be sure of, it will change. So don't give up, and don't give up on your dream. Feed your spirit. Aloha.
That's all for this week. Be sure to join CJ for Journey to Gold every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Thanks again for listening. Step outside the box and make it a weekend to remember.
You need to live up.